We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to Indigenous elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations people who are listening today. Sovereignty has never been ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Danny Beard.
Oh, Danny Beard.
Oh, Danny Beard. The crown is on the head. And the scepter, bitch. Don't forget the scepter. Did you see that picture of all the winners with their scepters? Mm. And I'm like, oh. No crowns.
No crowns.
Why do they never wear the fucking crown?
Maybe they didn't get them.
Oh, no. I've seen Vivian. She has it like in a glass like...
Right.
What do you call it? Like trophy case.
Right, okay. Don't know. It's hard to wear a crown.
It is, yes. I should know. You can't.
Worn many.
Of course, Of course. And you don't want to ruin the wig.
Well, that's it. Unless you have the wig sort of built around the crown, it's hard to.
Well, if you're going into the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, have the wig built around the crown.
I mean, I don't believe they have the crown on set.
Really?
On crowning day.
That's actually a good theory. Mm. Oh, we're back to the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
This is why I've missed having Tequila Mockingbird on the podcast, because we always get a fresh conspiracy theory.
Welcome to Conspiracy with
Conspiracy
Tequila Mockingbird, my new podcast.
There's your new podcast. Fully replacing this one. Shit. Well, if you couldn't already tell, hi, this is not another Drag Race podcast. My name is Reese. I'm the host of this fucking thing. And joining me today is someone who you are going to be hearing a lot more frequently over the next few weeks. And I was so, so, so pleased. And I want to have her a part of this particular installment for a very good reason. We'll get into it. Let's just... Do you want to do it yourself? Because I always fuck it up every time. Star of stage and screen...
Uh-huh.
Professional door opener.
Uh-huh.
Public fucking menace at large.
Yeah.
And?
Whilst also being... An extra small sample size.
Oh.
Let me just do it.
Okay, go.
Dear listeners, it's me. Icon, legend, star of stage and screen, professional door opener and public fucking menace at large, whilst also being an extra small sample size. Newly engaged, and now a TikTok sensation. It's Tequila Mockingbird.
It sure the fuck is. Welcome back, TQ, to the pod. I've missed you so much.
Hi.
I saw you did your first TikTok. How amazing was that?
I'm not sure amazing is exactly how I'd put it, but sure, let's go with that.
First of all.
Yes.
Nothing beats seeing someone do a TikTok for the first time. And seeing the confusion on their face.
Mm-hmm. The abject terror in my eyes. And I'm a professional dancer, so I shouldn't have had any issues with it. But, you know, I'm too old for all those young things.
Yes. Oh, this will even get started on Be Real. Have you gotten on to Be Real?
Shut the fuck up. Grow up.
TikTok now has its own version of Be Real, and it's ridiculous.
Who's got the time?
I certainly don't. I certainly don't.
Barely open my phone these days.
Good. It's fucking toxic on there.
Sick of everyone.
Do you know what wasn't toxic though? Saturday night when the great state of Victoria here in Australia had an election and we got to see the salty, salty tears.
Of Peter Credlin.
Of Peter Credlin. Of every single Murdochracy shill. Oh my God, it was so good. I'm assuming if you listen to this podcast, you're a queer or queer ally. So I'm going to assume you're not a huge fan of the right wing governments of this country. They were heavily defeated in our state of Victoria on Saturday, and it was a good vibe. I don't align myself with any party. I want to make that clear. I am very politically independent, except I hate all the right-wing parties for obvious reasons. So seeing them get absolutely creamed when certain news outlets thought they were going
early.
It was like our version of the midterms in the US. What wave? No wave.
No. Smile they like wave, boys.
They gained like two seats Like, fuck off. That was a great night for me. What else happened this weekend is, okay.
Also on Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night.
No, Friday night.
Friday night. What was on Friday night?
Just so much drag race.
Oh,
so much drag race. So much drag race. I got lost for a second. We're blessed with two episodes of drag race this week.
Blessed is not the word I would use.
No, neither would I after that fucking abysmal snatch game. Snatch summit.
Snatch summit.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can we, let's just go there. Let's just go there, everyone. This is, as I said, this is not another drag race podcast. This is a podcast based here in Australia, Melbourne, Australia, if you couldn't already tell. Melbourne is the city that is in the state of Victoria, which we just mentioned, which is in the country Australia. There you go. Geography lesson for all of our international listeners.
Bonjour, hi.
Bonjour, hi. We have been doing this podcast for quite a while. I started doing this in late April 2021, when we were kicking off with the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. Wow.
What a time.
Do we remember it fondly?
No.
Okay. Well, I just had to ask. I had to put the question out there. If you did, comment below. But we very rarely are taking a break on this pod. We did over New Year's 2021, 2022, because there was no Drag Race airing. And then...
And we all had COVID.
everyone had fucking COVID. And it looks like that's happening again. Jesus fucking Christ. And... in between season 14 and All Stars, All Winners, there was a 3-week break, but I personally was in the US on a little bit of a holiday and getting COVID and attending DragCon, which in of itself is not a break because I was interviewing 50 plus drag queens across the convention floor of the Los Angeles Convention Center. And then as soon as I got back within days, season premiere, All Stars, All Winners, which I just watched again because I think I'm watching it again just for funsies. That's so good.
You're joining the Tequila Mockingbird Club.
Yes, except I'm not watching All Stars 4 for the 700th time.
I love it.
We all do. It was a good season. I'm not going to lie. It was fucking good. Now, here's the thing. Why I'm saying this is that I am a human being. This is not my full-time job. This is a side game for me. If you want a side chick... On the slide, chick, it's not you. Sorry, that was a Sugar Babe song. Any opportunity.
Constantly peddling mucha buena.
No, Team Keisha Buchanan every day. The only pure one. Have you seen the outrage online of their reunion shows and Heidi not being there? I'm like, girl, she's not the original.
Yeah.
They've had the old band back together since 2013. Where have you fucking people been? Shut up. Anyway, come to Australia, Sugar Babes. I don't go out to shows very much, but I fucking will for you. But I digress. I have decided to take a break from the podcast. The timing sucks because Mr. Tequila Mockingbird, the beautiful person who's joining me right now, is so awesome to have as a guest. And she, of course, was the iconic permanent guest co-host of UK versus the world. I, of course, wanted her to join me for Canada versus the world. However, God help me, I just need a break. I need a break. I need
That could be your drag name. I need a break.
Oh my God. We just discussed this recently. The name Anita.
Yeah,
I know. Great for drag, horrible in real life. No offense to any Anitas listening.
Wow. That was your entire Anita. I know.
I know, the analytics are dropping.
Anitalytics.
That should be my drag name, actually. I do that for a career.
Analytics,
yeah.
That's camp.
Just like a map queen.
LIDICKS.
Oh, jeez.
Analytics.
I was going to fucking spell that. hey, look. If we haven't already established by the mess that is this episode so far, I need a fucking break. And on a personal note, here's the thing. When you do this as like a side gig, you don't get paid for it. It's just a hobby. It's fun. I get to meet and mingle with so many incredible drag artists, queer, epic entertainers here in Melbourne. And even more so, even some Rue girls. Hello, Beverly Kills. Thanks for joining me on the pod the other week. But the thing is, sometimes things that we love can, you know, as much as we love them, can be a little draining. Mm. And we go through What's the thing that I heard Kelly Clarkson say so eloquently on her show?
I spread my wings and I learn how to fly.
Technically, that was Avril Lavigne.
Since you've been gone. I can breathe for the first time. You're talking to your podcast.
Shit. Friendship. Well, she was talking about friendships. Friendships have...
Seasons.
Seasons. Mm. That's exactly it. And that's kind of like my relationship with my hobbies at the moment, not just the pod especially, but I'm going through a little thing in my life right now where I kind of need to refocus. So I'm refocusing, and that does involve taking a break from things such as this. Will we be back in 2023? Abso-fucking-lutely. I am very upset we won't be covering Canada versus the world.
See you New Year's Day for...
I know. I'm like, I'm going to take a break. Cut to a week from now when we get the cast reveal for season 15.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
But that's the state of play. So I do want to say, before we move on to bigger and better things, such as these last couple episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 4, thank you to every single person who tunes in every week and actually gives me a reason to do this. You're fucking awesome. And I know how much fucking Drag Race content there is in this world, but honestly, and I've been upfront from this from the very fucking beginning, if you've been with us that far, we don't do this because we're fucking experts and want to like dissect and disseminate a fucking drag on television because we have that inherited right as queer people to just sit around and judge people. We do, but we're not doing it because we're Alaska and Willem over here. We're doing it because we just want to chat and giggle and have a good time with our fellow queer community here in Melbourne and hopefully in the future even more spreadedly around Australia and the world. We just want to chat and giggle about queer awesomeness, and drag is awesome, and drag has meant a lot to me outside of this TV show, and queer artists have meant the world to me because it's made me feel less alone in the world. I can't believe I just said that. Oh my God, cringe factor. But that's the reason why I wanted to do this podcast and why I've had so many people join me over this year and a half to do exactly that. It's just fun to chat and giggle and have a good time being queer and talking about this TV show we love. So that's why we do it and why we're going to keep doing it after a short break. So that was me being emotional. What would you say to little Reese? I'd say that. And I'd also say, just get the fuck over it.
I'd say, help. I've served pussy. And yes, work slay.
Please tell me that is what you're going to say when RuPaul asks you, what would you ask little government name? I'm not going to say it in case you don't want me to.
Joshua.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I'm just kidding.
Fucking rotten.
Imagine if that...
Is it really?
That is drag, though.
That.
Did you know the government names of all your drag roulette children?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, work. Okay, you're a good mother.
Because most of them are on Facebook.
True that.
Under the government name.
That'll do it. Do you know one Christmas in his later years, my granddad put money in a card for all of us kids and he wrote our names on the envelopes. He wrote mine 3 times and got them wrong every single time. He literally crossed out. He wrote Reese with a C, crossed it out. Reese, R-H-Y-S, crossed it out. And then Reese, I can't remember the third way, but it was still wrong. I was like, thanks, granddad.
Wow.
He is no longer with us and that's okay. You know, that's what happens when people age. But I forgive him.
That's what happens when people get my name wrong.
It's what happens when people give me fucking like $15 for a Christmas present. Jesus fucking Christ.
That.
You signed up for Christmas this year?
Mm.
You are essentially the Christmas queen of Melbourne.
I am the Christmas queen of Melbourne. By the time this comes out, I think the announcement will probably be out.
Yes.
So I am the Christmas Queen of Melbourne, and because of that, I am joining the Divas cast at DT's Hotel, starting from this Saturday, running the month of December.
Oh my God!
The Christmas Diva special.
That is so exciting! Mm. Okay, so we get like into the Christmas spirit with awesome drag right here in the heart of Melbourne. well, Richmond to be specifically. That is so cool. Mm. Saturdays. At DT's. Oh, yay. Okay, I'm so going to come. Mm. I'm not in the Christmas spirit this year, but I will come. And I'll also attend.
You're on.
We don't need to go that deep. Shit.
Yeah, so I'm joining the, I believe there's been a cast shake up and it's going to be fabulous. So you just have to wait for the cast announcement at some point this week alongside the season 15 divas, I suppose.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. We start this Saturday. I'm missing one Saturday, which is the 11th of December, because I'm away on a cruise.
Yes, you'll be celebrating your birthday.
And then I'm back that week on the Monday and I'm celebrating my birthday.
Yay.
It's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
See, now December should be a time of celebration. It's like when people, you know, work is wrapping up or, you know, in certain industries. people are like, oh, we get to have a little break. Me, I'm just like, it's going to be hot and I'm going to hate everything.
Mm. Well, with this El Nino event, I doubt that it's going to be that hot.
It better not be. It better fucking not be. International listeners, you need to know this. Before you come visit Australia, which you absolutely should.
Pack SPF 50 for Christmas.
Literally, though. And don't be afraid to visit beautiful regions which may catch on fire.
Mm.
It's just, it just happens. Especially, do you know what I noticed?
See you in the NT.
One of the best marketing campaigns in the fucking world. Yeah. Seriously. Tequila, here's the thing. I did speak to you in this exact situation we were in, sitting here at my in my studio a week ago. It's just the world's never going to hear it. But please tell me what have been your thoughts on RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 4, because we haven't had you on in quite some time.
I loved it.
You did love it?
I loved it. I loved everything about it.
Tell me why.
It felt very low stakes. Because the moment that Danny and Cheddar walked into the workroom, I was like, well, all of these, the rest of the cast is just filler.
Yep.
And we just wait for them all week by week to be eliminated. Yeah. We wait the week by week for them all to be eliminated and double crown Cheddar and Danny.
Oh, that should have been the case, shouldn't it? It really fucking should have.
Tell me how you pick between the two of them. You don't.
Honestly, I think the only reason Cheddar didn't win is because
of her reveals.
What?
Of her reveals. I just felt like the song didn't need it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair. I just think it's the Bimini effect. I think they know Cheddar doesn't need...
The Bimini bomb effect.
The one. What is that phrase? One in the Bimini's worth two in the Boulash.
Oh, fucking hell, that sounds rotten.
Thank Cartier for that one. I think it's just that Cheddar is such a star and a name in of themselves that they don't need the title.
Mm.
And because there is no prize money. So why not crown both of them?
Exactly. And what, give them a joint series where they go to the US together? I would watch that. I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That actually would be more interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much of the others, but has Crystals come out yet? You don't know the answer to this?
Nor do I care. It's more to the point, I think.
I saw a bit of Lawrence's and it wasn't that bad. I think she had like Joel Kim Booster on in a scene or something like that. But that would be so good though.
Mm.
World of Wonder.
World of Wonder, what are you doing?
Well, considering the response they've been getting to Bring Back My Girls, of which I was in attendance of, and you even saw me in the in one of the crowd shots, if you're watching.
Bring Back My Girls.
Oh, that was fun. Yes, no, I'm not. That's legit, everyone, by the way. If you do have a subscription to WoW Presents Plus, I'm not going to judge you, but you should check out Bring Back My Girls, because there were a couple episodes. I saw clips on TikTok and Instagram where I'm like, oh, that's me. I saw like the back of my body. they cut off my face, let's just say that, because I was... I was sitting right up front because I was pressed and I got special little access. And the UK versus the world panel was the one where I was losing my shit. And Mo Hart smiled at me.
Mm,
and I unfortunately didn't get the chance to interview Mo Hart because she was barely at her booth. And whenever she was, her people were gatekeeping her. quite significantly. So, but no, it's, what am I looking at here? Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking news. Breaking news on the pod. To Kill a Mockingbird showing me a selfie. Can you describe for the people who cannot see this, which is everyone, what is in the photo that you just showed me on your phone?
Why don't you describe it, my love?
It looks like it is a photo of To Kill a Mockingbird looking average. And oh my God. And she just so happens to be joined by an out of drag, Angeria Paris Van Michaels and Lady Camden in tequila wigs?
In my wigs, yeah.
Wearing your wigs.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but it's very funny. It's very funny. It's very funny to me.
How was that? I'm assuming they came to Circuit Molly's?
Yes, they were at Circuit last week after the Fab Five Final 15 fornication, whatever it was.
Wow, okay. Oh, and look at that. We've got Tace, Ahura, and is that Crystal Versace?
It sure is.
When was that?
Wednesday night.
Oh, that's right. They're touring as well. Mm. Oh, fuck. I remember this shit. That is hysterical. Mm. Oh, my God. Look at you. Meeting and mingling.
Mm. Bumped into Queen Kong on Thursday night.
Oh, how well. Is she?
She was there. she was good. The girlies have been twirling this week. I've been out with Angeria and Lady Camden, Tace, Ahura, Crystal, Queen Kong, Karen from Finance. It's been a week.
Sure has. Yeah,
it's
no,
been quite the week for the girlies twirling up on the Smith Straits.
Yeah. I did see that the, you know, a lot of queens were touring the Fantastic Five of season 14, as they're calling themselves. I saw Lady Camden was on Smith Street the night that I was out on Smith Street. I very rarely go out these days because I'm in a situation. But wow, did I see her on Smith Street? No. Did I see her on Grindr? Absolutely.
I fucking ache. That's camp. That's quite camp.
She was like 198 meters away, so I would say that was either Smith Street.
Went on Wellington.
Oh, that'll do it.
Or the Peel.
Probably Peel.
Probably Peel.
Okay, well, let's go back to talking about UK season four, because...
Things we actually know about.
I'm surprised you actually really enjoyed watching this season.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
I did not.
It was low stakes, it was low stress, it was no drama. I was just like, this is fine. It didn't feel contrived. I really liked the stuff with the Queen team.
Oh yeah, that was great. That was really great.
It was just a great season. The Megamix might be my favorite top performance apart from losing as a new winning.
Okay, we're going to get into that because I have some opinions.
Flashy feminine up and comer.
Flashy feminine up and comer.
Liv, good for her. Good
Did
for her.
Did we notice that?
Good so for her.
This is the crazy thing. I was randomly last night. See, what happens when I go to bed is my brain doesn't shut off. And randomly I found myself singing Call Me Mother. And I was going through the lyrics being like, I'm so cunt. I know all the words to this really difficult song. And then I said to myself, oh, there's a lyric in this that Victoria Scone especially told the world this week on Canada versus the World is not a very appropriate one.
Not appropriate at all.
And then what do? I rewatched the episode this morning, the finale, and heard flashy feminine up and comer.
Look, you can teach an old dog new tricks, apparently. Good on you, RuPaul.
I mean,
credit where credit's due.
Growth.
Growth. Right on the side of her neck. Looks like a goiter. She's getting it pulled back. It's called Michelle Visage.
I was going to say, don't call Michelle. Oh, God. Are you sure it's not Alan's teeth? We heard enough jokes about that, didn't we? Mm. Here's the thing, Tequila. I haven't talked about episode 9 yet. Did you want to at least give me your thoughts on that? Because episode 9, we did have a top 5 for some reason. Why? Okay.
What happened in episode?
It was a roast that was also something about an election.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't make any sense whatsoever. Mm. Can I ask you? Am I fucking just awful?
Am I on Lonely Island here or am I in Manhattan?
What?
Bob the Drag Queen. Am I on Lily Island here or am I in Manhattan? That's what he says. So yeah, he's confused about something.
Oh my God, that's the, right
in. He says it in the season, in that season a lot.
He does.
Am I on Staten Island or am I in Manhattan? It just doesn't make any sense. It's
it
wild.
Doesn't, but I love it. Well, you can clarify if the residence is in Manhattan, because bitch, how, why, in what world was there any reason for Pixie Polite to stay as long as she did? Tell me.
No, you tell me.
I'll wait.
I'll wait. You tell me, because I don't know how she made it on there in the first place. She should have been out with Just May in episode one.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone else in between, my non-binary pals, Tequila Mockingbird, I'm not going to say the whole thing, has just handed me a screenshot.
A lipstick with your name on it.
I want, World of Ones, I need to produce those. Yeah. And you like make your own name. Mm-hmm. Seriously, we need those lipsticks. Tequila Mockingbird has just handed me something. Breaking news. What's a good sound effect for this?
Oh, I like that. I like
breaking that. News on the pod. On the infamous Drag Race subreddit, which I do believe is the most popular subreddit on Reddit.
I was going to say on Twitter.
Who knows? The way Elon's going, yeah. it might end up happening that way. Here we have a post from the user Fluffy Gaz L. Okay.
Like Fluffy Gazelle.
Oh.
All right, Fluffy Gaz L.
And no, because she has the number 3 in it. Trim, shut up. This is our finale of 2022. I'm allowed to be a little tired. Okay, the headline. Pixie Polite makes Jomba's Blonde cry at the finale party. I just attended the Drag Race UK finale party here in London, which was filmed and the reactions and everything. It was beautiful. After the finale episode screening, the finalists were on stage doing a Q&A. Whilst Jombas was talking, Pixie, not so polite, started whispers amongst the queens sat in the front row, which led them all laughing at Jombas. The whole audience realised what was going on. Poor Jombas then asked what everyone was laughing at, and the host dismissed her. Who was the host? After that, Jombas stopped talking, turned away from the audience and started crying. It was so heartbreaking. Things really backfired on Pixie though, as the audience could see exactly what she did. Rally up a nasty Mean Girls high school vibe. Justice for Jombas. XXX.
XOXO Gossip Goat.
Literally though. That's more entertaining than the Gossip Girl reboot, I can tell you that. That upsets me. Mostly because
Pixie's a mutt.
Well, is there any reason for queens to be that?
And to Jombas as well, of all people. Jombas seems like one of the nicest ones out of that.
Did I think Jombas did a great job on the season? No.
God, no.
Statistically, no.
No.
Does she seem like a fantastic queen?
Yes.
Yes. Did I dislike most of her runways? Yes. But that happens with most queens on this show. That honestly does. Let's be honest. Yeah. No one bats 1,000 unless you're Cheddar Gorgeous. But that is very upsetting.
Mm.
That is very upsetting. Although, should we stress, this is a professional media endeavor. I was given press access at DragCon. That makes us official media. This is alleged.
All alleged.
Kathy Griffin allegedly. greatest stand-up special of all time.
Yeah. That and Wanda Sykes' first filmed.
I haven't seen that one.
So good if you can find a copy of it. Run, Don't Walk. It is everything.
Okay, cool.
It is. I can't remember what it's called, but find it because it is
okay.
One of the funniest things you'll ever see.
Will do. I also saw someone uploaded every season of My Life on the D-List on YouTube recently.
Oh, I just got full body shivers. That's so exciting.
Yeah, better get on it before it gets taken down. Because Kathy owns the rights to all of her stuff now, so she... Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm not... Okay, look, it's just... all I'm saying is that's... We didn't need a top 5 for no, there was no reason. I hate when Rue does this. Why does Rue do a double Shantae just because? Why? If there's no reason, I don't need to see. And Pixie wasn't even in the bottom in that episode. That was the hilarious thing. It was Jombas and Black Pepper. Neither of them deserve to go home. Mm. So why wasn't Pixie in the bottom? Mm. I don't understand. I don't understand, but we ended up having five of them for a fucking comedy challenge. I've said this before on the pod, and Tequila, I can't remember if I've said this with you. Please tell me what you think. Is a stand-up comedy challenge a good little metric to judge queens on for the penultimate episode? Mm. Like, think about it. Not every drag queen is a stand-up comedian.
You should be able to be funny on a mic, though.
You can be funny. You should be able to be funny on a mic. But stand-up is a different beast. You know what I mean? I'd be petrified to do stand-up. Mm. And I just, if that was what was standing in between me and the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, I'd be kind of pissed.
Yeah, a little bit. But what would you put there otherwise?
A ball. I feel like it makes more sense, drag-wise. Remember, the balls used to be the last challenge.
Yeah.
Before the show was like, oh, we need these queens who go early to get more screen time. So we'll make them do three looks.
Remember the one before the finale last year, season three, was the charity shop challenge?
Oh, yeah. The charity. Yes.
That was great. Do more of that.
That was a really good episode.
It was such a fun departure from what we used to.
Yes. It was very different. And we got Alicia Dixon. Oh. Everybody, if you're feeling the vibe.
So scandalous.
Oh.
You know you want to sing with us.
You know I was pumping Mystique when Tequila was walking in. I was in the mood. But episode 9, comedy challenge. I just needed to say, this genuinely did piss me off. Again, I don't dislike Jombas at all. I've been saying all season, not impressed with Pixie Polite, and especially after what you showed me.
Not impressed.
But Jombas and Black Pepper choosing the lineup. Why is there show order drama every single season? I think it is clear as fucking day. It's not because they want it to be. It's because the producers want there to be.
100%.
Because Cheddar Gorgeous.
Welcome to reality
literally,
TV.
Yes. Cheddar said, I don't want to go last. She was the only person to actually give a preference. And what happened? She went last.
Don't give a preference.
And when she asked them about it, they said, it's not malicious. It's not to screw you over. Well, then why fucking do it? Mm. Seriously. I mean, it's no Lawrence Chaney losing her shit. At going.
Oh, Ellie Diamond, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, remember that? And Ahura too. Oh, we shouldn't give her a pass. Ahura was like, I can't even fucking look at you right now.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Oh, that was funny as fuck. Why was season 2 of UK just the best?
Oh, so good. I forgot all about it. Talking to Taste the other night. I saw them on Wednesday and then I saw them again on Thursday when I was out for Baby Drag. And it was funny. And they got to meet my drag kids and we're just having a really nice time. It was really lovely. But I was telling her that it was my dog's 4th birthday. And she was like, tell him I said happy birthday, you absolute hound. And I was like, oh, well, fuck, I'm done. That's everything. Absolute hound.
That's gorgeous.
I was like...
I love, you know what? I really give it up for the queens who come out and see local drag when they're touring. Mm. I really do. Because they really don't have to.
And they were living. They were having a great time.
That's fantastic. Like the amount of queens who just show up, they're so exhausted traveling city to city and they just like.
And they were happy to sit, like they were just sitting on the smokers at Molly's, just on the balcony, just having a chat, talking with Kat about her drag. Talking to Alexander about his drag. Like, Ahura walked in and the first thing she said to Alexander was like, fucking hell, you have some of the best makeup I've ever seen.
Aww.
And he was like, what?
Aww.
It was just really great. It was a really nice family night out.
I love that. And it's not just the British girls. I mean, the American girls do it too. Like, obviously, like Angeria and Lady Camden. Jackie Cox and Jan came out to support the girls.
Yep.
And Jan told me herself at DragCon that she saw you.
Jimbo was at Molly's for bingo the other week, as was Brooklyn.
Oh, was Brooklyn there?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of Canadian divas.
Yes, the Canadians were on tour. I would have loved to have gone and see Priyanka, but she cancelled. Better things to do.
What's her name?
Priyanka!
That was so funny this week.
Oh my God. How? Okay, can I ask you this? Quick break from talking about UK versus UK. Oh my God, the fuck? Quick break from talking about...
I don't want you to edit this episode. I just want you to release it in its full form.
It pretty much will be. No, Canada versus the world. What is it with Canada? They did it with season three when these queens are guest judges. Why aren't they allowed to be in drag? Mm. Is it because Brooklyn needs to be the star? So. That's so weird.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't.
I like it.
Brooklyn, get over yourself. We get it. You're the queen. You're the host. But let Priyanka look like Priyanka.
But why was Justin Trudeau allowed to be there in drag?
Oh my God. I loved how Stephanie Prince was literally just like, hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Girl, Prime Minister of Canada.
I mean, she's not wrong.
I know. Girl, am I
on Lonely Island here?
I'm going to say something that might get me cancelled, which is fine because we're going on break and people won't remember this come 2023. But am I like internally homophobic because I find Rishi Sunak really fucking attractive?
I don't know who that is. Sorry to this man. Who is that?
Oh my God, that is the correct use of that meme.
Sorry,
he could be walking down the street and I wouldn't know a thing.
Sorry to this man. I have no idea.
Rishi Sunak is the new Prime Minister of the UK.
Work. What happened to Theresa May?
What happened to Theresa May? Mm. Three Prime Ministers ago.
Slay diva. Give it a work.
Went Theresa, Boris, Liz. Oh my God, I forgot her name. That's how forgettable she was. And then now Rishi Sunak. He has said some of the most horrifically transphobic things because he's a conservative, obviously, and pretends to be a friend to the gay community whilst ignoring the rights of the trans community because he thinks he can placate and he can't. He can't. Oh, no, he cannot play Kate Walsh. No.
Oh, my God, my friend's just met Kate Walsh. Hello.
Is she? What?
She's living back in Perth.
That's right. Yeah. She was here for like most of the pandemic, wasn't she?
Yes.
But doesn't she also do, she was doing like Umbrella Academy and Grey's Anatomy and stuff. Like she's back on Grey's.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ellen Pompeo is leaving Grey's after
13
seasons.
Ellen Pompeo. Yeah.
27 seasons. How many seasons has it been?
19.
A million seasons.
But she will be back, obviously, because it's, you know, they go, when the ratings are slipping, they're like, Alan, come back for an issue for an episode.
Sunak has big ears and I don't like that.
But you have to admit, he's kind of handsome.
I don't see that for him.
Okay. Would you rather him or Pete Buttigieg?
Button guards? Love him.
I don't know why I'm thinking, he was the only gay, like, politician that I can think of.
Is Rishi Sunak gay?
No.
Ah.
I was just thinking comparisons. Buttigieg or Lindsey Graham. Sorry, we're getting political. Political. Don't want to get political. Let me see your
copyright.
God, this is the best finale for the pod season 2022. I'm having the best time.
Anyway, now, congratulations to Danny Beard. I'm out of here.
No, let me just say, comedy challenge. Who was surprised that Danny did an incredible job? Not me.
Not me.
Fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
Great. Jombas.
Drunk, funny. Doing the same thing they did in the Snatch Game.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm like, Jombas, congratulations on finding a way to make it through this safe.
But the whole season.
The whole season. That's very, very reflective. But Jombas, seriously. It was too easy.
Get off
acting,
her back.
Acting drunk is too easy.
Get off her back. It's fine.
All she did.
She's never going to win the season.
Do you know what she did? when she was like taking a break in between jokes, she would just like exhale and then look down at her notes and everyone was just laughing. Mm. What the? What
does it matter? I'm drunk.
I'm just, whatever. There's
nothing funnier than drunk Irish people. Simple as that.
Remember what Blue Hydrangea said at DragCon?
No. Her name is no. Her sign is no. Her number is no. She needs to let it go.
Oh, my ladies, listen up. Hey, no, Crayola she said.
Crayola did that at brunch yesterday. It was really cool.
What?
Crayola did that at brunch yesterday. It was fun.
It's not a bad tune. It's just, it's also not a good tune.
It's like.
It's just, that's Meghan Trainor in a nutshell. Can't wait to have her thoughts on
him. So good.
Can't wait to see her on Australian Idol. Go on.
I don't know if you've seen that promo for Australian Idol though, but bitch, it got me together.
Are you kidding me?
It gathered me like a chignon. I was like,
all they had to do was show Kyle Sanderlands and I'm like, I'm out.
All they had to do. I am so excited. I hate Amy Shark. I hate Kyle Sanderlands. Girl, I don't really give a fuck about Harry Connick Jr.
He was a good judge on American Idol.
I've
he was really good.
I've never forgiven him for what he did to Deborah Messing's character in Will and Grace.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my God.
Doctors Without Borders.
But do you want to do an Australian Idol podcast when it airs? Because I'm going to shit talk it.
No.
Okay, fine. Hey.
I'm still trying to get my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills podcast off the ground.
Oh, my God. At the Toothless and Homeless?
You've seen my
yes.
Decoration on my Christmas tree.
Tequila Mockingbird bought a decoration.
No, I got gifted a decoration.
Oh, I got gifted a decoration.
That says
Toothless,
not homeless.
With some teeth within a star. I saw that on Instagram and I was like, oh, that's gonna be a tequila thing.
It really gives me good.
What do you think about that, Rinna? Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
You
are the biggest bully in Hollywood and everyone knows it.
Do you remember when you first joined this podcast, made Real Housewives references and I said, we're not talking about this. Mm. And yet here I am making references all the time.
Mm.
I can't. Beverly Hills has been the only series that I've ever paid attention to whatsoever.
Good. I love it. I love it so much.
Seriously. I genuinely thoroughly enjoyed Toothless, Not Homeless. Do you want to do a Nyasin pass of our very fantastical, Runway for episode 9, which I believe was Punk, Danny Beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Biggest nyas of the night.
Because that's not anything Danny's done before. It very, very, I'm just a sucker for tartan.
Safety pins.
The yellow is very, like, again, I don't think I've seen Danny in yellow. I that's good.
Mm.
I love Punk. I can't pull it off, but I love Punk. Sitting here in my Levi's shirt. Jomba's blonde. I can't really describe this. Do you want to describe this for me? Just a lot of mesh by the looks of it.
It's nice. It looks expensive. I would have gone a different wig.
Oh yeah, I was not a fan
of
it. I
like that wig as a concept, but with a different outfit.
I don't like it, period. It's just when the bangs, God, I'm American now. When the fringe is so heavy. Like, I think it needs to be thinned a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you can just tell there's, like, just a lot of fringe there. It's just a little distracting. I'm going to, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it a pass because I think having just one giant safety pin in the middle of her fucking torso just looks stupid.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, Jombas. Now, Punk, Black Pepper, just punking. She's Ashton Kutcher Punk over here.
Punk and pie.
I think this is fantastic.
Yeah, so.
That's drag. That is Punk dragified.
Mm.
It's so good. I mean, I don't think I've seen shoulders.
It's like future Punk as well.
Yeah. It really is. It's like a Mad Max.
Yeah, Fury Road.
Oh, I absolutely loved. Black Pepper, I want you on an All Stars or versus the world. Down Under versus the world.
Mm.
I actually made my dream cast list for Down Under versus the World. Mm-hmm. We'll reveal that later. Stay tuned, everyone. Pixie Polite, pass.
Pass.
I don't know. Alan Carr said she's doing a weird take on Rue Britannia.
Mm.
A punk take on Rue Britannia. Why?
Mm.
Because there's red
it's
paint.
It's very Sex Pistols. It's very Vivian Westwood, Alexander McQueen inspired, but not...
But it looks like she just wrapped a doona around her. Mm. Sorry, for our international listeners, a doona is a...
duvet.
Duvet, yes. It's
all quilt.
It doesn't look good. Mm. It doesn't look good.
No. She's fucking wrong.
Seriously, she made it further than Tia Coffey. Her ex-partner.
Pussy now.
I know, right?
She looks so pussy.
Speaking of an All-Stars, fucking Christ, Tia Coffey, end my life.
Tia Coffey and Priyanka have a song out now.
Do they really? Oh! Oh my God.
It's a Christmas song, My Only Wish.
Oh, it's a cover of My Only Wish.
I think.
Okay. Y'all know I love Britney, Godney, but... My Only Wish is not the thing. And lastly, on the punk runway, because we give a shit so much, Cheddar Gorgeous, stomp on me.
Wow.
Stomp on my neck.
Wow.
I mean, she just...
knows how to do drag.
That's just it. Mm-hmm. It just, I mean, I love a jumpsuit. Do you know how hard I've been working on my body to try and pull one off? I want to wear them during the summer. I want to wear them at Mardi Gras. I want to wear, and to leather and stud and spikes and the fucking face. Cheddar Gorgeous. We were talking about it, this finale. Our top four coins. Megan Mix, because Ru doesn't have any other new songs.
Megan the Mix.
Well, he didn't have any new songs at the time of this show being filmed. He's just released some new ones I haven't listened to, because why would I? I did listen to New Friends Silver, Old Friends Gold a lot recently because of All Stars 7. It's so good. I'm getting great choreography from Tequila here in the studio. Is this reminiscent of the season 13 finale?
It's that. It's exactly that. She's fucking.
What about at the premiere of All Stars All Winners when Cameron Diaz was like, "Can you perform, ladies and gentlemen, RuPaul?" And you did just what they want, barely moving.
Remember that clown one that they just did?
The what?
The clown one that they just did.
The clown? RuPaul did a clown one. What? Mm. What?
And then they were like, "I thought the whole thing was a dream." It literally just happened.
My God, I forgot about that.
It literally just happened.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, why did you do that to me?
What was that on?
I can't even remember. I can't even remember. Was it season 14?
It doesn't feel like that long ago.
It definitely wasn't All Stars, was it?
Was it UK versus the world?
Mate, no. What is wrong? Oh my God.
Was it All Stars, All Winners? Maybe it was. That feels right.
I'm literally sitting here being like, maybe it was.
Correct. That feels correct.
So many people listening are probably like, I know what it is. I don't care. I'm just... This is what I'm talking about, people. Why do you think I need a break?
Megan the Mix.
That. Can't even remember. I can remember the trauma of seeing that stupid dream sequence of RuPaul, but I can't remember what season. Oh my God. Do you know what dream sequence broke the mold? Bouncer on Neighbours.
Now you've lost me. Now you've gone too far.
By the way, welcome back, Neighbours. Tia Coffey's going to be so happy. That's what we talked about at DragCon when I mentioned to her about Neighbours coming to an end. She's like, what about Carl and Susan?
Scream. I hate Neighbours.
I can't wait. Bring it on. Hey, this mega mix, can I complain about something, Tequila? I need to get your thoughts.
Better than anyone I know.
Oh, fuck off. That's why I have this. I noticed this. We've had words about this before, and you disagreed with me.
Probably. That's what I like to do.
Do you remember on UK versus the World? No. Yes, you do. You do. Sure. Yes, you do, you cunt. Do you remember them doing that Hollywood baby?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Oh, London. Yeah, that was the song. Yeah. Juju B literally sang like two bars Everyone else did so much more, especially Mohart.
32 by Cart, yeah.
Yeah. It's Smells Stunning and I'm Back with another hot track. Cheddar Gorgeous in this mega mix did the realness.
Mm.
She had 4 bars.
Mm.
Everyone else did a rap that was about 16.
Mm.
How do they get away with this?
I think it was the same amount of time in the song, but hers was much slower.
Because
of the tempo.
Fuck it up with the tempo. Fuck it up with the tempo. Sorry, love little Lizzo. I noticed it immediately. I'm like, Cheddar, how did you get away with singing literally 4 lines?
Mm.
And Danny Beard, the whitest Liverpoolian, doing a full-on
Liverpoolian.
Rap. Liverpoolian.
Liverpoolian.
Is that what they actually called?
Mm.
I'm not saying that. What are people from...
I'm not saying that.
What are people from Manchester called?
Manx.
What?
Manx.
That sounds like a slur.
It does sound like a slur, doesn't it? No. I don't know that it's not derogatory, to be honest.
What about Leeds?
Nobody's talking about Leeds.
Hey, Mel B's from Leeds.
She is.
Does she? Do they not know I'm from Leeds?
She's replacing Leona Lewis.
On Queen of the Universe, yes. How upset are you that you didn't get cast now?
No, I'm thrilled. I hate Mel B.
Oh. Okay, work.
It would have just been a season of me fighting with Mel B.
And that's TV we wanted to watch. That is TV. Hey, speaking
of... Nah, you can't sing. Nah.
Nah.
Nah. When I say go, we go.
Go! Where are the bacon butties?
Where are the bacon butties?
Spice World is not available on any streaming service and it pisses me off.
I have it on my computer.
Fuck.
I torrented it.
Please give it to me. Do you know what else? I was so irate about this for ages and then it was on binge and I was like, thank you, there is a God. Her name is Godney. And then they took it off. It's nowhere to be found. Bring It On. Bring It On is nowhere on any streaming service.
Bring It On too. Electric Boogaloo.
What was the one with Rihanna in it? Rihanna made an appearance in one.
I'm not doing any of that. I saw the first Bring It On and I left it at that. I'm so all good for any of that. I'm so good.
Christina Milian did one as well.
I'm so...
From AM to PM.
The amount of times a week I talk about Christina Milian, I can't even tell you.
You're kidding.
It's an entire thing.
That needs to be a lip sync on Drag Race. From AM to PM.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, how great was it that we got a Sugar Babes lip sync this season finally? Mm. And it was About You Now.
Mm.
I would have rathered Freak Like Me, but I'll take About
I
You Now.
I lost my mind at About You Now.
Oh, I know you would have.
I think it's my, apart from Too Lost in You, it's my favorite.
I was going to say, I know Too Lost in You is your favorite. Now, the mega mix though. I love, by the way, when they're doing the choreo. Okay, so can we talk about Jombas?
Mm.
Boy, was she given difficult choreo.
Yeah, and she shut it down.
She really did.
She was like, I got this.
I did notice in the performance, though, there was a move. I think the dancer did it a little too early. That was a little awkward. But she
Because really... Jombas did it at the right time with the other dancer.
Yes, exactly.
And I was like, is this meant to be a canon? And I was like, no, I think the dancer on the left-hand side went too,
yes. too soon. And what's weird is that the dancers probably had more time to rehearse than the queens. So that's what's so wild about these finale performances. I don't think people really understand. These queens get given, I've heard inklings that it's sometimes a 3-day shoot because they do give them an extra day to obviously because they need to. But still, that's still a very short amount of time to learn.
I think day one, they record their vocals, write their verses, record the vocals. Day two is... choreography so they can play their vocals through the thing, and then day three is the shooting day of the film.
It's a lot. I don't think people really understand just
how
incredible
the whole thing was filmed in 3 days.
Yeah,
the whole series.
Oh my god, it's wild how they were able to do that. No breaks. No editing.
Don't call the union.
Can I tell you my favorite part of the mega mix though? The eliminated queens just standing there.
Oh, I loved it.
The entire time?
I loved it.
What the fuck? They literally were just statues. That's an incredible performance right there. Good for them.
Mm. Alexander and I were watching it, and I was like, oh, fuck. This is great. I was like, look at them all killing it. I was like, Cheddar killed it. Danny killed it. Black Pepper killed it.
Oh, Black Pepper was fantastic.
Was like, and then Jumpers, I was like, oh, my God.
They really did a fantastic job.
Like, this is a fucking great finale. Yeah. Do I think two of them deserve to be there? No.
No. Remember the days when they had top twos?
Besides the point, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was a really great end to a season that I've been fine about.
Been fine about. If you had to rank 1 through 4, the seasons. Come on now.
No, being best and worst. What do you mean?
Yeah, from best to worst.
Best season, season two.
Best season, season two. Okay, second best?
Season one.
And then?
Season four.
Oh, okay. And season three gets... Okay. Honestly, I kind of agree with you.
Season three. Thank God for Kitty Scott Claus.
Exactly what I was about to say. Thank God for Kitty Scott Claus.
And Theresa May.
Yes, exactly. God, remember your bitter reaction to her elimination with River Medway? I will never forget.
Yeah.
I will never forget. I can probably go back into the archives.
Roll that footage.
I can go back into the archives of my Facebook Messenger and get that audio of you.
I was pressed. I was mad about it.
Do you want to Nyasim pass the finale eleganza looks?
Yes.
Because up first, we had the queen who started out as the front runner.
Oh, we're not doing all the girls?
Oh, we will. Okay. We will. We'll give special attention to the ones who deserve it first.
Okay.
Started at the top.
Stayed at the top.
And
oh, Black Pepper.
Fell down that way. Yes, Black Pepper. Look.
I love it. I love everything about it. I think it's so fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's not at all what I was expecting for finale eleganza.
I really love it. Her hair is
The hair is the best.
The hair is great. The motorcycle jacket, bodice bits. Oh, everything about it just got me really, really, really excited.
It was. I just kept looking at it. And that's what you need. And I just, honestly, it was what... It's one of those reasons why Black Pepper deserved, this might be controversial, deserved to be a finale queen.
Mm-hmm.
Cheddar Gorgeous, the way it's just, no one does drag like Cheddar Gorgeous. No one. No one. It's just incredible. Can we just appreciate art? Moving art before our eyes.
Moving art, Simone.
We're moving art, Simone.
Her new WoW Presents Plus series.
Oh.
I don't know.
Why not? Why not? We need a sequel to Highway to Heal.
Having to move out of her house.
Danny Beard, thank you.
Oh,
thank you for...
being a friend. Absolutely delightful. Everything about this. I love the way that these feathers...
First of all, the gold was the correct color.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the actual dress itself that it's sitting on looks, I'm not going to lie, it looks pretty damn good on its own.
Mm. It's Mugler. It's very form-fitting and figure-hugging.
The design of that feather, what would you even call that? A fucking chest? It's not even a chest plate. It's a everything piece. Applique. That is a good descriptive word for anything you just plop on your body. An applique. But the wig. I mean.
Come on now.
The wig.
Come on now. The wig going into the face like that and making it just look like one cohesive piece.
It's beautifully. That is a Star Wars Princess
Amidala.
Amidala.
I've never seen a Star Wars. That's the first thing I said.
Wait. You saw Danny Beard's wig.
And I went, Mama, that's Princess Amidala. If ever I've seen it.
If you've never seen a Star Wars, how the fuck do you know who Princess Amidala is?
I'm a big fan of Natalie Portman.
Never seen a Star Wars. Love Natalie Portman. I fucking love you. And I hate you. Watch Star Wars, please.
I won't.
It is so Princess Amidala. And it's just, it's so well done.
Come on, Padma. That's her name?
Yes.
Yes.
Padme, technically.
Padme. All
right. I'm still giving you points. I just, Danny Beard, it's probably one of my biggest nyasas for Danny of the season besides the...
plant.
Yes. And the what do you call it? From Little Shop of Horrors.
Audrey 2.
Did you love that episode?
You're fucking kidding, right? That fucking runway.
That, you, I know, you would. And the lip sync? No way. You know I don't see musicals. You're my friend. Can we please go see Anne Juliet?
I knew it was coming. We had this conversation last week. Yes.
Yay. Yes. When you buy tickets, grab one for me. I'll transfer you money.
Yes.
Let's go see Anne Juliet. Jomba's Blonde. Okay. Now talk. Okay.
Okay. First of all.
Lead
first
the way.
Of all, whore. her face looks great.
Her face has gotten so good. She learnt.
Her face is.
What?
It's okay.
It's gotten so good. Come on.
I fucking hate her eyebrows. I hate her eyebrows. I hate her eyebrows.
Oh, I don't blame you there.
She doesn't know how to paint an eyebrow because she doesn't know the shape of her eyes. I am not saying this as someone who knows how to paint their face either because I am fucking rotten when it comes to makeup. She doesn't know the shape of her face. So everything's very angular and very square. But she looks dewy and beautiful here. This contour is really nice. This wig on the main stage looks great. In the back room looks cheap. in the workroom, not the back room.
The back room. That's a different story,
ring.
Girl.
I like this giant ring. I like this bodice. It looks like a warrior going into war.
And that's the thing. It looks like a better version of what Kendall Jenner did on episode one.
Incorrect. Canada versus the world. It looks like a cheap Wish knockoff version of what Kendall Jenner did.
Well, because it's the same vibe. It's going to war, not queen. Mm. I don't know. It's just, for me...
It doesn't scream finale elegant.
It doesn't scream finale eleganza, Jombas. I'm sorry. It's just that... It really does seem like a long shirt, the longest shirt, white shirt that a man, imagine a man wearing that to to the office.
Amanda wearing that to the office.
Amanda, yeah.
Welcome to the stage. Amanda wearing that to the office.
Wow. for all of your drag name needs, To Kill a Mockingbird, her DMs are open. I understand. The bodice is, I think, too small considering how long the dress is. Like, it's just...
And you don't see the bodice because of the size of the ring.
Exactly. It's the ginormous. Mm. And I love the concept of that ring. I love the concept. It's...
I would have fashioned it into a headpiece.
It looks like... Oh, God. Am I... Oh, God. It looks like some... What's that store? Aussies, help me out here. That's Sheen. Like witchy.
Witchery.
No.
Tree of Life.
Yes. It looks like some sort of like serenity gong that Ishka. You would get at Ishka. Yes, at Ishka.
I'm still on Ishka's mailing list because I went to their closing down sale 6 years ago and they're still yet to close down, but I still get an email I get an email every 2 days from them.
Oh, work, Ishka.
And I can't bring myself to unsubscribe.
It's just, it looks like something that they would have there as like a thing for your home that's like meant to induce serenity or something. By having it on the center of your coffee table. I don't know. It
on your tea coffee table. Can we all just agree that Michelle's was the best outfit for the night?
Yes. 100%. Also, Rue in episode 9, the comedy challenge one, that orange floor length looked very, very skin tight. I really loved that too. I was like, okay, you're trying, Rue. Do you want to go through the looks of our three previous winners, the Vivian, Lawrence Chaney, and Crystal Versace?
Oh, have you seen the drama online with Crystal Versace?
Oh, I have. Crystal Versace apparently.
Is She Hungry inspired Crystal Versace, and Crystal Versace stole that look. And Is She Hungry is posting big, long essays on Twitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
And all that Crystal Versace wrote was, if only you could walk. With a video of Is She Hungry walking in a blonde's runway in New York where she's stumbly-shering about. And Crystal just shut down. She was like, well, if only you could walk.
That's kind of cunt. Yeah, sorry, Crystal. You kind of... That's the thing. When people start beef with you, the best, if you are going to respond at all, is just to be a simple,
yeah,
well, bitch.
Simple pimple. Bye.
I love don't love
Vivian's outfit.
I don't love her in red.
I love her in red. It's a departure because I very rarely get to see her in red. I love. I wonder if they were given prompts.
Like do different colors. Well, Lauren Chaney, of course, is doing purple because that's just what she always does. But I actually, putting the drama aside about Crystal's makeup look, which
she's
was,
in pants. It's pants, and I really like it.
I do love pants on the runway. I don't know. I think it's weird. Crystal, it's very different from what we saw of Crystal on season 3. So I give her props for that. But I didn't actually like the makeup look to begin with. So no offense to Hungry, but...
Sorry to this man.
It might actually have looked better on Hungry, and I think
Lawrence can't sit in that outfit.
No, well, Well, it looks very like she's clearly going for an Elizabethan the first. I love how now we have to say the first because when referring in past tense, there are now two. Because Queen died.
Gosh, she just fucking drive it home every single time I'm on this podcast. You bring her up.
It was just last week. You haven't been on since she died.
It's really sad.
Now, everyone, we are going to finish this off the right way. Judging the looks of all the eliminated queens.
Boop.
Tequila, I'm giving you free reign. I'm not going to really say anything. I just want to hear the Raj, do a Raja, you know. By the way, before we get into it, so the first eliminated queen that we're going to look at is Just May. She posted on Twitter. I do not follow her, but she pops up. apparently people are laughing at her and saying that Michelle's look when she came out was like a Michelle kind of like holding back laughter or being like a pity.
Is it?
And she was like, stop being so negative and coming at me and blah, blah, blah. Well, girl, if your drag was good, might be a different story. But what do you think, Tequila, of Just May's finale look?
It's fine. I'm not mad at it.
Can you please one day for a joke?
Joe really well.
No. If you do, if you do a Spice Girls drag roulette night, which by the way, why haven't you yet?
Why haven't I yet? Are you fucking kidding me?
Why have you not done Spice Girls drag roulette? Although the difficult thing would be all of your drag roulette contestants would have to dress up as a Spice Girl and you'd get 5,000 repeats.
But everyone's different interpretation. That's what I liked about this Night of 1,000 Spices.
That's true. All right, girl. I want to see it in 2023. You heard it here first. There's going to be drag roulette at Molly's Bar and Diner on Smith Street, Collingwood. Spice Girls, drag roulette, make it happen.
Next year is the 25th anniversary of Spice World, the movie.
No, right now is.
Right now.
Yeah.
I really missed the boat on that one then.
We did miss that. No, we can still do it. You can do it on the 25th anniversary of Jerry leaving, which is in May.
Just May.
Just May. All right. Put it in your calendar. Look up the exact date Jerry left and be like, that Sunday at Drag Roulette, we're doing Spice Girls. Spice Girls drag roulette. And for that drag roulette, I'm going to make the request and I'm going to keep this in the episode so that I have an evidence. To Kill a Mockingbird, can I beg of you to please host the very special Spice Girls edition of drag roulette in Just May's makeup look?
Absolutely not. I just typed in Jerry Halliwell into Google and the first thing that comes up is Jerry Halliwell's height. She's 1.55 meters.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. Who's measuring in meters? She's 5'1".
5'1". Fuck me.
Big shoes.
Next up on the Eliminated Queens runway entrances was Starlet. How did she... First of all, Starlet...
Starlet.
Starlet just wore the exact same body... that she wore on every single runway she did.
You can't tell me that she hasn't got money, though. That's so, she's so expensive. And I don't know if you follow her on Instagram. I think she's rotten. And I think she's one of the worst contestants who have ever graced the stage of Drag Race. She's an embarrassment, in fact.
Elaborate on that.
But she's so pretty.
She is very pretty.
She's very pretty. And her looks are some of the best I've ever seen.
Because money.
But that'll only get you so far.
Exactly. This look is incredible because holy shit, I've never seen a dress.
That size.
That size. Mm. And with that much tool.
When she stands back,
yeah.
She takes up the entire
back. It was incredible.
The girls are crouched together on the side of her.
The color is incredible. Her makeup is incredible. The wig is on fire. She looks perfect. It's almost like she has a whole team of people doing it for her.
Yeah.
Which is probably why she was pissed off that she was eliminated second. But I'm sorry, but the part of
20 years old, why are you wearing face tape? Ugh. Why are you wearing crinkly face tape?
God.
If you're that worried, just get a facelift at 20.
Yeah, do a Crystal Versace. Here's the thing, though. Yeah, this is the thing. The body, not the dress. The
corset.
The corset is exactly like we saw her do in her entrance, in her first runway. Like, it's so, we get it. It's sheer and stars, because she's a star. Starlet. Gosh. I know she's beautiful, but fuck, it's just like, I get, if that's your brand, you need something, you need a better brand. She needs a better brand. It's too boring.
Literally got Violet Chachki the crown.
What? Stars?
A corset.
No, I mean like the boringness of just having sheer and like stars on you. Like it's just boring. It's boring. It was boring. Now, copper top, I forgot what she looked like.
Boot. Get her out. I don't like
that. Yeah, I don't like it either. It's a pass.
I don't like any of it. It's all mishmash. She's an absolute mess. She's an embarrassment to gingers. Not really.
No, I just didn't like the look. It was too much. Now, Sminty Drop, who couldn't resist doing another one of her iconic twerks.
Very tall things.
I think this is great finale eleganza.
Mm. Mm.
The Morticia Adams.
Why is she so tall?
Why is she so tall?
Mm. She's so bloody tall. She's already a very tall woman.
She
and
is.
And then she wears those big shoes.
Nine-inch.
Even taller. And her hair even higher than that.
Yeah.
She's literally a 20-foot woman. How does she get through doors?
That's her thing. Starlet has stars. She but has height. But love the dress. I love the detail on the hips.
Mm.
Like the horns. I just think, yeah, it's a good, beautiful, beautiful dress. Great gowns, beautiful gowns. There's a reason we're friends. Now, next on the eliminated queen's chopping block was LaPhil, and I really did like this as well.
I like this.
This was very, very good. If she made it to the finale, though, I feel like they would have been like, eh.
Mm.
But.
I think it looks expensive.
I saw it on Twitter or Instagram.
Instagram, it looks great.
Yeah, absolutely more incredible. Yeah. Go check it out, everyone. Speaking of if she made the finale, it would have been Dakota Schiffer. Finale eleganza?
We've seen it.
Finale eleganza?
Look at Michelle's face, ready? Go back and watch Michelle's face just then.
I thought I
did. Michelle was like, I did the right. I made the right decision.
Ah! It wasn't Michelle's decision. Rue was in her ear. Let me talk to Rue.
Michelle going. She took one look at Dakota's shitter and went. Shitter, I hardly know her.
You just pissed off a whole lot of people right there.
I love Dakota Schiffer.
Yeah, I love
her
too.
I hated her to begin with because I was like, is this it? And then she really grew on me. And when I saw her, everyone was so upset. When she left, because by the time she left, I was filth. I was filthy foul about it because I was like, no. Objectively, she wasn't the worst. Jombas was in that challenge.
Yeah, it's true.
Jombas and Black Pepper were the worst.
Yeah.
But. So I was mad as all fuck about it.
But when you're that beautiful woman.
That, just to be such a stunning woman, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, which is why I'm disappointed that was her finale.
And she came back for the roast and she looked fucking glorious. And she came back for the finale and I was like, you're still beautiful, but we've seen.
Beautiful, but.
I would rather you walk the runway in your fucking Fanny Bryce outfit. Because I will never recover.
That, oh yeah.
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 Funny girl outfit. I will never recover.
Tell us your thoughts about Lea Michele doing Funny Girl. Tell us. For those of you who do not follow you on social media.
Follow me on social media. I'll be reposting it.
And finally, Pixie Polite, pass.
Fucking boot. Boot, boot, boot. I fucking... Yuck.
Her last runway, the punk one, I literally said she looks like she's wearing a doona. This looks like she's wearing a fitted sheet.
With it, yeah.
Yeah. This is the green fitted sheet from Kmart.
I had it. I love the colour.
Maybe not Kmart. Oh, I love the colour. I love... Green, baby, green.
The colour is such a resplendent colour of green as well.
Yes.
Oh.
So I won't say Kmart. I'll say Harris Scarf. But that was... That was it. And then we had a finale lip sync to Shirley Bassey's This Is My Life.
I don't give a damn for lost emotions. There's such a little love I have to give. Let me live. Let me live. In my life.
Okay. And the crown goes to
Tequila Mockingbird.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Have you
Shirley Bassey for Snatch Game, at least do Shirley Bassey for Snatch Game. Do you know what I mean?
God, we should have you on to do season recaps at the end of every season. Just to have you be like, oh, and this thing, I was so irate.
Yeah. just me being mad as all fuck about everything.
Can I just say, I think it should have been a double crowning because they both fucking served.
Yes.
They both.
100%.
Both killed it.
Mm.
Cheddar and Danny Beard killed it.
Mm.
I need more lip syncs like that.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was so good. It was a good end to a lackluster season, in my opinion. But we do have a winner in Danny Beard, as we said 1,000 times. Finally, bearded representation in the Drag Race Hall of Fame winners, legends.
I'm really looking at this year's winners so far, and I'm like, slay.
Spanky.
Willow Pill.
Representing very different drag than we're used to.
Spanky Jackson.
Spanky motherfucking Jackson in the house tonight.
Who's that? Danny Beard.
Danny Beard.
Forgotten her name.
Jinx Monsoon.
Jinx Monsoon. Look at the stars, statements and legends that have come out of the seasons this year that are being represented as the current reigning winners of the franchise.
It does fill me with hope that we are seeing.
It feels like the tide is turning.
It does, yeah. And what I'm about to say, people are going to misconstrue.
Before you say that, the greatest top two I think we've ever had was Cheddar Gorgeous and Danny Beard. The greatest top two we've ever had in the history of the show.
Okay. History of the show?
Yeah.
I'm on the fence with you there, but I think it makes sense that you came to that conclusion considering the cast. Because I think they were the top two when it was cast. When everyone was cast for the season, they were the top two.
But like in terms of representation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my thing. People are going to hear what I'm about to say and be like, but.
People listening to your podcast.
But. What did you say?
I said that's just people listening to your podcast.
Bitch. I think because there were no queens of color winning this year, people were like, but we just had a fantastic melanin dynasty, as they call it. Not just, just everywhere.
100%.
And it was incredible. And all those queens deserved to be part of that dynasty. 100%. I mean, Jada Essence Hall can just, as I was watching All Stars All Winners again the other day, I was like, she can just. If I ever met Jada Essence Hall, I think I would start crying. And Shea Coulee. Even seeing them at DragCon, I didn't get to actually speak to them because they didn't have booths. They just showed up to do press. But they just, standing there looking at them, I'm like, you are meant to be stars.
Yeah.
And I just, so that was that. But this year, I understand that there were no Queens of Color winning, but they bring such diverse drag, which is what we need when this franchise won't fucking die and we have 5,000 seasons a fucking year.
Mm.
We need a Willow Pill. We need a Spanky Jackson. We need a Danny Beard.
Yeah.
And we need Jinx Monsoon to be given the rightful title Queen of All Queens.
Yeah. Give her the hosting gig when RuPaul gives it up.
Boom.
If she's the Queen of All Queens, give it to her.
Absolutely. Can I quickly tell you who my dream cast is for Down Under versus the World?
Go.
Art Simone, Coco Jumbo, Queen Kong, You're a guy. Mm-hmm. Fuck me.
Come.
Black Pepper. Uh-huh. Lady Camden.
Oh.
Because she would represent both the US and the UK, you know, world. I haven't seen España yet, but I have seen clips and I've heard good things about Killer Queen. Miss Fierce-alicious. Come on. She would come on. She'd probably go home first because of the Canadian curse.
Nothing sends
what?
Cold water down my spine, like hearing the name Miss Fierce-alicious.
I think it'd be so cunt. And because she represents the Philippines and also Melbourne, Gigi Era.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good cast. I'm just saying. And then I obviously would want Aunt Simone to win because obviously. What? What was that face?
She'd be first out.
Oh, no, she wouldn't.
Joking.
No, she wouldn't. And I want Courtney Act to host it.
Courtney Act.
I want Courtney Act.
Girls can wear pants. Did you know that girls can wear pants?
God, don't get me started on that.
Yeah, nah, things I don't have time for today.
Courtney Act, you are an absolute
fucking legend.
Love you.
Brenda, call me.
Seriously, Brenda, call me. Did you hear when they gave us a shout out on Brenda Call Me?
I'm not up to date with this season.
Oh, I'll share the clip with you later.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram. They gave us a little shout out. Brenda, I can honestly say happy with this finale. As we said, happy with this episode.
Are we 2 hours in?
Yeah, we're taking. You've got places to be.
No, I'm wondering if we're nearly 2 hours in because that's funny for an hour episode where nothing really happened.
I know. That's just got to talk about toothless and homeless.
It's very us and sly.
But that's the thing. It's very us because I think when we have a good time, people have a good time with us, and that's why you can disagree with me. I. First of all, I want to say thank you to Kill a Mockingbird.
What? I did that. That just feels silly.
God, I can't even take a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend of the pod. Thank you for being a great member of the Melbourne drag community and being such a fierce leader of the Melbourne drag community and for sticking up for local drag and our incredible artists on the queer Melbourne scene.
Thanks.
I think you're incredible. I think the world needs to see more of you. They can do that where?
You can follow me on Instagram at Tequila Schmockingbird. That's SCH Mockingbird on Instagram, where you'll keep up to date with everything that I'm up to, everything that's happening in my life, good, bad, indifferent, and ugly. It's all going on. I've still got my Movember campaign going on as well. It's wrapping up this week. I don't think I've made much money.
I'll post the link in the description. Go donate.
I've been doing mustachio drag all of November and it's about time for it to go because it's starting to get really itchy. when I grow out my beard or my mustache usually, anyway, I trim, I keep it quite short if I am growing facial hair, and at the moment it's longer than it's ever been. It's curling up into my nose and it's itching and it's tickling and yeah, it'll come to an end this week. So I'm going to shave it probably before my first night at DT's on Sunday, Saturday.
But where can people see you?
Oh, my God, everywhere. Every Sunday night at Molly's Bar and Diner, you will find me there with Drag Relight from 6 p.m. We've got Bottomless Mimosas from 3 till 6.
Woo!
And then after that, after Drag Relight, we head down to Fifi's Bar on Johnson. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. We head down to Fifi's Bar on Johnson Street, where I run a night called Disco Fifi Bar, and it is a Studio 54-inspired throwback to the disco era where we have DJs playing classic disco vinyls all night, and it's just really pussy. It's really chill vibes. It's a female owned rock and roll bar.
Ugh.
And it's everything.
Nice.
And then for the month of December, you can catch me
at DT's
doing the Diva Show
on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm really excited.
Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine.
I don't know. That's the song that they kept playing. The amount of Christmas songs
it's the most
that bring trauma, trauma, because I worked at Woolies for 5 years and every single freaking November and December had to listen to those fucking, human nature. Never again. I need to say a big thank you again to Tequila because I said this on the Instagram post. You probably didn't see it.
Probably not.
Thank you and apologies because I was really excited to do Canada versus the World with you. But yeah,
I want the raw audio from that episode because I want to listen to it.
You can if you want. But again, apologies to all of our listeners as well. Canada versus World will not be going ahead. As I said before, would have loved to, but I do need to put myself first.
And also, Canada versus the World is not going ahead either, so it makes no difference. Well, not just the podcast, the actual show itself.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. You're not going to be missing much, guys.
No.
So I want everyone to know this. First and foremost, I need you to subscribe to the podcast wherever it is you listen, on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, all sorts of places, wherever you're listening to this, hit the subscribe or follow thing, because we will be back in 2023 and you want to be there when we kick things off with season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race, the OG, the original series, the series that matters because queens actually win good shit and have good guest judges and win good money and have good runways because they invest in that because it wins Emmys. Period. We're going to be there and I cannot wait, but I also can wait because I really, really need a break. I need to reset myself is what I'm going to say. Everyone needs to do that every once in a while. Everyone needs to look after themselves when they feel like they need to.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Fucked it.
What? Can you speak into the mic?
No, because I wasn't.
You're a part of this.
I was like, everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. You know that song?
No.
Brimful of Asher.
No. Is this that booty love song that the British people love so much? No. Turn it up.
No.
Oh, God. And even though we are taking a break, I would love it if you could please give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts and also give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. It really helps out the pod. And if you do give us a 5-star review and a written 5-star review, I will read it out on the podcast. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone for listening. It's a delight and I can't believe people do, but it really does mean a lot. Keep engaging with the pod on Instagram at Not Another Drag Race Pod. We're not going anywhere. We will be back. And you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this, but have a very merry holiday season. Have a happy new year.
Happy holidays.
No. Yeah. Kimchi the Asian drag queen. go support local drag, you motherfuckers. December, they're going to be working so fucking hard. This one especially.
And then we're all quitting in January.
And then, yeah, exactly, January, there'll be no drag.
New year, new me.
Oh, my God. So everyone, go and support local drag this December. Get out there with your friends. Celebrate the time off, the Christmas and holiday period. And just support all of our local queer artists. It's really that simple. We wouldn't be talking about a show like RuPaul's Drag Race if it weren't for local drag.
Period.
Period. Thank you all. Is there any other better way to end this than... Congratulations, Blue Hydrangea. Goodbye.